Hi, Gloria. What's on your mind?
Oh, I want to know anything you can tell me about lungs. My husband has alpha-1 antitrypsin, and he's about down to 22%. And is there anything that he can take or get that would be helpful? And I want to find out also if there's any doctor that is as aggressive as you guys up there.
Well, let's see. Hello? About the, oh, I'm here, ma'am.
What
are you telling me about his lung function? You said some percent of something. I've missed that.
Oh, 22% of his lung capacity.
Oh, dear. That is really rather down there, is right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And that's that's due to an enzyme problem, you're telling me?
Yes. Yeah. It's a deficiency. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would really have to look that one up, ma'am. I've not encountered anyone with that enzyme deficiency, so I've had no occasion to go research it. But I know that there should be some things that would be helpful. Now, one thing that does come to mind, you said he was how old?
Pardon?
How old did you say your husband was, ma'am? His age?
I didn't catch up. Pardon?
His age?
His age? Oh, his age. He's 77.
Okay. Well, one thing that can be helpful, even if we don't know what the cause of the problem is, was invented by Dr. Paul Niehans over in Switzerland in the 1920s, and it still works to this day. What he did was to take fetal animal tissue. Just for example, if someone had heart failure, he would give them cells from fetal animal heart. And notice fetal and notice animal. These are not taken from humans, but the fact that they're fetal, they also are not antigenic at all in humans. And he would give them injections of what he called cell therapy, and their heart failure would get better. Or if somebody had liver failure, he would give them injections of liver cells, and their livers would get better. There's a whole book on this, ma'am, if you want to read it. It's called, and I don't like this title because it's not true, but here's the title. It's called The Secret of Eternal Youth. The Secret of Eternal Youth. Eternal Youth.
Okay.
That's why I don't like the title. But it is a true and accurate description of what Dr. Paul Niehans did and all the different sort of things he worked on. And it's written by a Peter Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Not H-E-N, but it's like Stephen with an A between the H and the N. Peter Stephan. If you can get yourself a copy of that book somehow, maybe go to the library, you'll read all about Niehans cell therapy. Whatever the organ is that's not doing well, it usually does better. And we have been able, because of a loophole in a particular 1993 law, to import that into the United States and use it for people right here at Tahoma Clinic. It's a wonderful anti-aging and rejuvenation treatment, even if we're not ill, but particularly where we have no other tools for a certain organ and we don't know what else might help. Just using cell therapy helps.
Oh, wow. Okay. I shall get that and look it up. Okay. And is there a doctor around Tacoma that would be as aggressive as you people up there?
I'm not sure what you mean by aggressive, ma'am. What do you mean by that?
As knowledgeable. How's that?
Oh, okay. Well, look, I don't know. There may be some geniuses in Tacoma. I just don't happen to know of any doctors who do all the things that we do, but that doesn't mean there's no geniuses in Tacoma, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I think probably we'll have to come back up there. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.